I am Daniel Lucas, and welcome to Music 101. Music 101 is all about the music that I like, my music trivia, my top 5 music of the week, my top 10 music of the month, and a lot more. And today, I have my special guest, no other than Miss MJ.
Hello, Daniel, and how are you today?
Fantastic, like you.
Busy as can be, right?
Yes, can be. Fantastic.
Good day here.
Let's shout out to the countries listening to us. Of course, number one, Canada. Wow.
Beautiful.
Number two, United States.
Wow. They're our upstairs neighbors.
Yes. Number three, Philippines. Oh, imagine that, Philippines.
Yep.
Number four, Brazil.
Oh, that's got to be the coolest place ever.
Yes. Six, India.
Oh, India. Wow. There's going to be a lot of them listening. A lot. And I know they love the rock and roll, so.
Yes. Number seven, Colombia. Wow, gracias todos.
They're a great company, or a great country, trust me.
At number eight, Honduras. Wow, ooh. Latin America.
I love those, man.
Yes. Gracias, gracias todos. At number nine, Chile.
Oh, Chile. I've always wanted to go there.
I love Chile. The longest shore country on earth, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So we started this podcast 1 month ago, right?
Yeah, about that, I think. Yes. Yeah. Maybe two.
And now we have a 9 countries followers. Wow.
Well, I hope they all know what we're saying. I mean, like, that they understand our sense of humor and all.
Definitely. So, Miss NJ, what are we going to talk about today? Who is the singer that we're going to talk about today?
Well, because we were talking, we went to lists of female rockers from classic rock. And on my list, I had a woman called Pat Benatar. And she's one of my favorite female rockers.
That number four, right?
Yep.
Because last week we talked about
Joan Jett. And how she loved rock and roll, yes.
It's a fabulous Joan Jett.
Yep.
What's the song again? Can we do one of the song of Joan Jett?
That one, yeah, you don't want me singing it, but her Crimson and Clover was really, I think, one of my favorites. But I Love Rock and Roll was a great song.
Yes, one of the great. Oh, Joan Jett. So what can you say about Pat Benatar?
Pat Benatar, she is an enigma somewhat because she started out as a classical singer, like an opera singer, basically, and with other classical music and theatrical music, and she turned into one of the world's biggest rock girls. Yeah, just by working really hard, and she did work really hard for it.
So, why do you think that she really worked hard for it?
Well, there's so much to be read about Pat Benatar and about all the places she was, like that she had to go to and places she lived and how she never gave up. And I mean, there's so much literature on her. It's insane. You'd have to, it's like cramming for a midterm exam. You know, it's like there's no way on earth if somebody throws that at you that you can even memorize a third of what it is that she's been through, you know. Yes. And it's like she's had a lot of hard times. It's just that she's bounced around because of where she started.
Oh, okay.
She didn't start in rock and roll. She didn't even think of rock and roll, really. She was singing more show tunes and operatic pieces when she first started. And she started really early. She started as a little kid singing in the school plays, and her parents exposed her to classical music and opera and to theatrical pieces. And if you've ever heard of Randy Rainbow, if you need to know any of those songs, those theatrical, like Broadway tunes, you should listen to him. But they're all tongue-in-cheek. They're all, you know, jokes about different people done to theatrical music. And it's all wonderful music and all, but I don't think that she really even considered that, because it wasn't that big of a thing for women to do, like we said last week with Joan Jett. But she ended up meeting at a thing called Reach for the Stars, a talent show.
Oh, wow.
And she met this guy who was blown away by her voice. And he said, like, where did you come from? And his name was Rick Newman. And he ended up managing her for 15 years.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, and she was just at like a talent show, and she was the 27th woman to go up and give her shot at this on this stage. And it was 2 a.m. when she did, so the crowd was really tired and, you know, probably heard all this crap that they didn't want to hear. And when she went up, she sang a Broadway song or a musical song called what was it called? It was called Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody, which is a really old song
from that. Rockabye Baby, like that.
No, it was Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody. Like it was like a poppy little thing, you know, but it was from the 40s.
Rockabye Baby.
And Judy Garland had sung it originally.
Okay.
And they went crazy for her. And never ask me to sing anything again.
For the audience, you know.
Yeah, but for the old people, like I call them the blue hairs, because that's what color my hair is too. Anyways, the crowd was insane. They were loving every minute of it, you know, and which happens to be a reference to a Canadian band. And if you know that, let Daniel know. If you know what that song is, let me know. Okay? Because I know what it is, but I want to know if you know, if you're really listening. Anyways, from there, she ended up with a contract after that.
Oh, wow.
She got signed by Chrysalis Records. And one of the guys who was a writer for them introduced her to, and this is really integral here, this is an important thing, he introduced her to his friend, who was his name was Neil Giraldo, and he was a guitar player picked from hundreds of people to work for Rick Derringer Band, who was a big American, he was back in the 70s and 80s a big huge force in the southern sort of rock
thing. Wow.
Yeah, and they're still married
until now.
Yes.
Oh, fateful, eh?
And that was in 1979, I think.
So that'd be awesome.
That's awesome to be married that long. I tried. Doesn't work.
What happened?
Oh, you know, I'm smarter. That's all there is to it, really.
Oh, no comment. So let's give a little bit background of Patricia May Giraldo, known as Pat Benatar. He was born January 10, 1953, known professionally as Pat Benatar. He's an American rock singer and songwriter. In the United States, he had two multi-platinum albums, 5 platinum albums, and 15 Billboard Top 40 singles.
I was going to tell you that because I knew it.
Yeah. While in Canada, he had 8 straight platinum albums, and she had sold over 35 million albums worldwide.
I think me and my friends from my small hometown bought most of those, to be quite honest.
Oh, yeah?
I think at least 30 million albums.
And she's also 4-time Grammy Award winner. Imagine.
Yep. And she won them from 1981 to 87, I believe, in the 85, all in a row. Like every year she won the Grammy.
Yes. She was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in November 2022. Wow, just now, right?
Yeah, but she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Long Island Music Hall of Fame in 2008. And God, where else would you want to be? You know, if you had a choice, I'd be inducted into the Long Island Hall of Fame. I thought that was kind of a strange thing for that to be put out there to be known, because it would be kind of like being, you know, inducted into the Purdue Saskatchewan Farmers Association.
Oh, wow.
No, don't insult the farmers anywhere, because that's my hometown.
Oh, wow. They're superb, as they said. What genre of music of Pat Benatar?
I would say, because she was in the 80s when I got in touch with her. Well, it was 1979, as I recall, is when her first album came out. And that's when she had Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Like,
that's the one. You nailed it right there. Other than the vocals, but you were good. I'm kidding, because I suck. We thought of her as rock and roll, because we were like 17, yes. 18. And but now she would be considered pop rock. Like I said on the last on our last podcast, there weren't the divisions and the categories of rock and roll that there are now. Now everything is split into a different category, but she was considered rock and roll. There was like blues, country, soul, rock, and jazz, I think. And that would have definitely been a rock. But now she'd be considered pop, the type of thing that you hear now, you'd hear from, you know, anybody pretty much. You'd be hearing it from Beyonce or something, you know?
Yeah.
But then it was rock and roll, and that's what I still feel that it is. So
if you compare Pat Benatar for the new generation right now, who is the singer that you can comparable with?
Miley Cyrus with more distinguishing characteristics. Yeah. She's not swinging from a ball anywhere, that's for sure. No, I would say maybe, like, I'd like to say Pink, because she's got the same strength, but people don't. Yeah, so do I. But Pink also just said it like it was. She didn't take any crap. You know what I mean? Yes. Pat Benatar was all about writing the song, or about playing, listening to the song, and then giving it her own, because she wasn't really the writer of most of her stuff. Her husband wrote crap loads of stuff for her, because that's why this guy put them together, because she needed some direction. Her manager knew that she had talent to go a different direction, like more of a rock direction, because she had this fabulous voice. Of course, if you're trained in opera, that's what's going to happen. You're going to have all sorts of range and octaves, and you can pretty much bend it whichever way you like. And they knew rock was the way to go. Plus, she was little and tiny and looked great in a cat suit. Believe it or not, that's a big part of her success.
Yes, definitely. So let's go to Pat Benatar top hit songs. The top five hit songs of Pat Benatar. That is status quo of Pat Benatar hit songs.
All right. We've got a lot of them, just like most of these lists. But I'm going to give them to you. The top 10. How's that sound?
Oh, perfect.
It was Heartbreaker. Okay. We Live for Love. In number two, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, number three. Number four was Hell is for Children. Five is Treat Me Right. 6, You Better Run. 7, Fire and Ice. 8, Promises in the Dark. 9, Precious Time. And 10, Shadows of the Night. And let me tell you, there's like 30 of them.
Yes.
So that
you summarized 1 to 10, right?
Yeah, yeah. I just jammed them all in there. Yeah.
So let's go to your list.
All right, my list.
As Miss Angie, top hit songs of Pat Benatar. At number 5,
we have Hit Me With Your Best Shot. And there isn't a person who listens to classic rock or any rock whatsoever, you know? There isn't a person who listens to rock who hasn't heard Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Yeah.
I think it should have been probably, I'd be surprised if it wasn't as recognizable as, say, I Love Rock and Roll. Or put, you know, your old records on the shelf, you know?
Yes.
You know, Bob Seger. Yeah, like it's got to be in that area because everybody knows Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Definitely. It's like a famous one, right?
Oh, yeah, everybody knows the words, and it's even more fun when they don't really know the words and to hear what they think they're saying. That's my favorite.
That's my thing. I said, like, that's my famous one. Yeah. It's like, what do you call this? The trademark of Pat Benatar.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. People go, oh, I know her. She did Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
The album was released in 1980. With the album Crimes of Passion.
That's one I had.
Yes. Genre is children's music rock, which is really, most of the people like it because of the melody and the tempo. It's so good, right?
Yeah, and you know, she wasn't hard to look at. And she had this beautiful face with these great eyes and the slim little person in the cat suit, like Catwoman. And guys bought it. I know friends that bought it who never even opened the album. They just bought it for her picture.
It says heat number 7 in the cashbox and reached number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100, becoming her first top 10 hit in the U.S. It was particularly popular at album rock radio stations, peaking at number 1 on the U.S. And what is that? It also top 10 hit in Canada. Wow.
That's good because we can be a little fussy that way about our American friends, you know.
Definitely. So even she is American, Canadian support her, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. She's from New York originally. And we all love New York. We just do. Yeah.
New York, New York, New York.
Wow. If you can't do it there, you can't do it anywhere. Yeah. If you cross out with Vegas, you could do it there, and then you can't talk about it later. So that's the way I see it. So the States is a great freaking place to be.
So at number 5, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. At number 4.
Love Is a Battlefield.
Love Is the Battlefield.
Yeah. That's my number 4 hit.
What is the song all about?
It is about, the video says a different story than what the song is, more or less, but it's about relationships. And as we discussed several times,
yes.
Almost all the music out of the 80s was about relationships. I mean, there was very few. The 70s talked about war. The 60s talked about war. They talked about all sorts of different political issues, but the rock and roll of the 80s was pretty, was pretty much a more just party and have fun, you know. Yeah. I am a wild party type of concept. And it was always about love. And it was about why do we fight so much when we're on each other's side and it's so hard to get along with, you know, your parents, again, another bit of a little bit of a runaway type of concept, you know, like it's hard enough just growing up and keeping everybody happy. And then in your own relationship, you fight over stupid things. And that's just what it describes.
Yes. And the album was released from the album Live from Earth.
Yes.
It was released in 1983, sorry. It was released 1983. It won the Grammy Awards for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance.
Yeah, that's what I thought I was going to ask you. I was going to say, you'd know, you have the information here, some of it, and I think that's the one that she got the Grammy for, yeah.
I think that's just more famous, the first one.
She won them in 80, 81, 82, 83, and 84.
I thought it's hit me with that your best shot is most like the famous one.
Yeah, but that was earlier. That was like in 81, I think.
Oh, okay. So what else you can say about Love is a Battlefield?
When I used to watch the video, I was newly married. I was very young.
Yeah.
And I was working in a bar. And I dressed up as her in the costume because MTV is what made so very many stars, right? Because they were seen and then they could do videos. And I dressed like her this one year because it was such a big hot video and they wanted us to dress like rock stars because it was like a rock bar thing. And I will never forget, there's a part in the video where it's like the lead break and it's supposed to be this man's like sort of being pushy with this girl. And she goes, leave me alone. And she runs over to Pat Benatar and then all these women, and they're supposed to be like private dancers, you know, because she's run away from home and she's trying to find work. So she goes to this club, girls, they'll private dance for you. And she's dressed in this ridiculous outfit of these things hanging off her arms and stuff, and they do this. They come towards him like they're gonna beat him up, but they're all doing the shoulder shimmy towards her and shaking their boobs. And I thought, well, I don't think he's afraid of that. I don't know. I'm thinking it's just making him want to approach them more than anything. But to every table that I served, I walked over and did the shimmy shake.
Oh wow!
I thought it was crazy, but I made lots of tips. So I was good.
Awesome. So at number four, Love is a Battlefield. At number three.
This is a song I never hear enough because I really like it. And it's called You Better Run.
You Better Run.
Yep.
Oh.
And it's about one angry woman who has been lied to. And she's not very happy about it. And he's been a bit of a dog, and she just lets him know. And it's very up-tempo.
And can you sing a little bit about
that? No.
Come on.
No,
you better run, you better run, you better run. Like
no, that. No, it goes, you better run. that's what it would sound like you better run. You better hide. You know, like that.
Okay.
It's like a boom doo 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 doo. It's a great tempo. Anyways, I know it inside my brain, but I'm afraid I can't share. If I shared what was in my brain, no one would listen to us. I
swear. We have already 9 countries listening to us. Come on.
We could drop off one at a time if they heard some of the things inside of this.
It was released in 1980 from the album Road. Or from the movie Road.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And the genre is rock.
It is, and it is rock, totally.
Totally rock. And it was, written by group members Eddie Brigati and Felix Cavalieri.
Good pronunciation. You got it right the first time.
And then is the band's third single in 1966 and reached the top 20 in the United States. So this is
it's a remake,
a cover of Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar took cover. Yeah, it's a cover that Pat Benatar took, and I can't remember who it was that did it. But
the young Rascals.
Yeah, there you go. And yeah, they did it in 66, but it's really doesn't sound anything the same. She really, really cleaned it up, like really tightened it up. It's a great tune.
Oh, we are talking about Pat Benatar last week. He has always have a covers, and the covers is better than the original.
Yeah, well, that, yeah, Joan Jett. Yeah, she did a lot of that. Pat Benatar didn't have to do that so much because she had her husband was hooked up with her to give her, like, be more of a directional spirit and to write for her. And because she had everything else that it took. So, and she wasn't fighting the system like Joan Jett was.
Yes.
She had all men in her band, and Joan Jett did later, but she was trying to fight for the women's rights, and she sort of opened the door for Pat Benatar.
Oh, okay. So You Better Run is a cover of Pat Benatar for the album, no, for the movie Roadie. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
And it was released, I think this is the original, that's not for Pat Benatar. So
no, for 66 was the yeah, Young Rascals then.
Yes. So what is the tempo of You Better Run, Miss?
Oh, it's just a good solid, like almost an AC/DC tempo.
Oh, okay.
You're afraid when you hear it, like it makes you go, okay, I'll run, just don't hurt me.
you better run like that.
Yep.
That's a nice song, eh?
It's a great song.
Yes. At number three, You Better Run. At number two.
Okay, my number two choice is it's almost got a Paul McCartney feel to it because it starts out very slow, like it might be a love ballad. And then it gets, and again, it's about angst, relationship angst, anger, you know, frustration. I am not giving you any more chances because this is ridiculous, you know, one of those things.
Yes.
And that's why it's called Promises in the Dark. And it's that when everything gets quiet and you're together and they're going, I'm sorry, honey. I promise I'll never do it again. I almost sound like I know what I'm talking about, right? After my third marriage or whatever. And it starts out really ballad-like and then it kicks right in.
Oh, wow. So what the message of the last song?
Well, that's about don't lie to me anymore. I've had enough. You've pretty much you screwed yourself, basically. And you will have to continue to do so.
So how is the tempo of the song?
It's like it's a very high tempo, very fast. She did really, really well with angry stuff without ever sounding unladylike somehow. You know, she never became Adele in it ever.
Adele.
I'm sorry. And I know, I mean, I watched the videos. I understand she must be a fabulous person and very funny and all. And what she does perfectly. It's just that it's not in my
type.
Field of vision. You know?
It's not in your vocabulary.
No.
So the song was released in 1981 from the album Precious Time. And the genre of the music is rock. Wow. Interesting. So can you sing some a little bit?
No, I cannot.
What is like?
Daniel.
Yeah. You thought Pat Benatar is from opera, right? Like probably oh, like that.
Figaro, 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 Figaro.
Right, so Pat Benatar have this promising voice that really international voice that people will admire.
Oh, yeah, everybody admired her.
Yes, true. So what else you can say about this music, this song, Promises in the Dark?
Oh, I almost had a song that it sounds very much like, which they stole from her rhythm. Do, 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 do. Oh, I darn, I can't figure it out. I can't remember what it was, but I'm
Promise in the dark. Promise in the dark, like that.
no. No, nothing like that. But thanks for trying. I just can't place it to anything. But that should make them want to hear it more because it is intriguing and it's great and it is rock. If you want to get up and dance, it's that type of thing. And knowing and all her stuff was like every time I'd hear something that she'd write in one of these love angst written things that she was singing, and think, God, I wish I would have said that last time we had a fight. It was really good lyrics in them, you
Yes,
know.
the lyric is so probably she encountered it or she experienced it, right?
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Yes. I will read to you some of the lyrics. And never again, isn't that what you said? You had been through this before, and you swore this time you'd think with your head. Wow, no one would ever have you again. Oh, really? Promises in the dark,
I thought maybe for a minute there she'd been reading my journal.
really? Really, the lyrics, it's all about promise in the dark, promises in the dark. Okay, at number two, promises in the dark, and at number one.
My number one song for her, I'm not sure if it made it big on the charts or not, because you see, I don't care. It's what I like. And it is called All Fired Up. And
All
it
fired up.
All Fired Up.
Okay.
And it is about just sort of coming to terms with the way that life doesn't always work out, but that eventually it will. It'll come around. And she's real excited because things are starting to go her way.
Okay.
And she's ready to jump on it. You know, let's go, let's do this.
Oh, sounds interesting.
It is.
So, if you describe the tempo of the song, what is it?
Oh, it's so hard to describe. It's like describing what wind feels like, you know. It's an up tempo again. All her songs. I'm not a love song person, like a romancy slow thing. I want nothing on my playlist that's going to bring a tear to my eye. I have my own life to do that. I can. My music is to uplift and make everybody just want to forget their problems and enjoy themselves.
True.
And this song is one of those. It's a song very hopeful, and it's just most of her rhythm was very much the same. So if you listen to anything, hit me with your best shot, anything like that, you'll get sort of used to what her trademark beat is. You know.
Oh, that's been amazing. So, yes, it was from the album Wide Awake in Dreamland, and it was released in 1988 and nomination for Grammy Award for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance. Wow, interesting.
You know, she's still doing concerts and touring, right up until like last I heard was last year. But of course she had to take the break, you know, because of the COVID.
Yes.
But she was still planning another concert or another tour. And her and her husband, they work together. So everybody's, from what I read, everybody's still looking for tickets to go and see her and Neil. And I watched a video or two of her, of the recent stuff that she's done. And her voice has not faltered at all. She still sounds as fabulous as she ever did.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. It says this, another trivia of Pat Benatar. It says that he is a net worth of $40 million.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
That its combined net worth with her husband of 30 years, Neil Giraldo.
Giraldo, yeah.
Yeah, Giraldo. Benatar has produced 14 top 40 singles, including the following top 10 hits: Hit Me With Your Best Shot, yep. Love Is a Battlefield, mm-hmm. We Belong and Invincible. Do you know that song, We Belong and Invincible?
They're good songs. They're just not on my, because she has so many again that are so good. But the ones that I found really stood out were the ones that I picked.
They're your favorite, right?
Well, and they're the best ones.
The best ones for you.
To everyone, my choices are great choices. No, everybody has their own taste. But they're a good place to start if you're just examining new artists. If you're just trying to figure out somebody, these are the ones that I feel are your best example of what kind of stuff they can do.
Definitely. This is, you felt that this is the best hit song of Pat Benatar that impressed me the most.
Yes, for me, yes, definitely it was.
So let's do the recap of top five hit songs of Pat Benatar, according to Miss Angie. At number one, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, right?
No, that was number five.
Number five. At number four, Love Is a Battlefield. At number three, You Better Run, Baby. No, You Better Run.
Yeah,
you better run. At number two, Promises in the Dark. And at number one, Miss Anjay.
Hang on. Okay, hang on. All Fired Up.
All Fired
Up.
Oh, wow. Fantastic list of Miss NJ. So what else you can say about Pat Benatar?
She has a thing with longevity. She's really holding it out, you know, like she's really dragging it through, and yet she's not losing. Nobody's looking at Pat Benatar like she's a has-been or she should stop touring. It seems that her popularity just seems to get better, and her stuff is getting a little mellower, of course, as it should as you age, but it's still good for her age bracket because she's capable, because she's still such an incredible singer.
So if you compare Joan Jett to Pat Benatar, what their big difference?
Pat Benatar, like I say, was a lot more pop. And she was the type who would wear like a Catwoman suit on stage. And she was pretty and, you know what I mean, and feminine. And Joan Jett was a lot more a sleeveless T-shirt, army boots type of chick, you know. And the music reflected that. And I think Joan Jett was really much harder rock than Pat Benatar. So that gives you a nice, if you're listening to both, you've got a nice mix and you can go, you know, and if you find it's getting a little too grunge for you, you can jump over to Pat Benatar and listen to her and her relationship angst. It's the only, you know, I mean, that's the way I see it. So
if you compare them in live concert, which is more fascinating to watch?
I think Joan Jett, in my opinion, would be. Because, because I'm a rock person. And Joan Jett had a band that would annihilate, you know? And it wasn't really made for as much for the radio play. It was made for the just headbanging stuff. Remember, I talked about Joan Jett like a headbanger. That's what she was. And Pat Benatar was more of a, she was just more rhythm. It's so hard to say, but, you know, that's what it was. One was a little heavier. One has more finesse, and one had more grit.
There you go. So let's support this female rock band that are really phenomenal.
They are. Absolutely. Everybody on my list is going to blow your socks off for sure.
Yes. They are part of music cultures that we need to elevate them because
we need to, I'm sorry, but in my opinion, to understand the music you're listening to, you have to understand the music that came before it, because there's only so many chord structures you can do and so many different things you can do with music before it isn't music really anymore. It's just entertainment of a bizarre way.
Yes.
And so you have to explore the music that happened before it.
Yes.
So that you can understand where your music is coming from and what the root of it is from. And then you'll understand what you're listening to if you care to understand it. But you can't be never exposed to other music and then listen to yours and then suddenly you hear something that sounds sort of like it from 30 years before and go, things, you know, the old band stole it from the new band. Yes. So, you know, order, you know, what the progression was of music for you to really enjoy it and understand it.
Yes, that's why Music 101 is here to discuss to you what music in the past or the music in the present and the music in the future. Right, Ms. Ande?
Yep, for sure. That's exactly it.
Okay, Ms. Anjay, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Daniel, for taking the time to...
Yes, more to come, people. See you soon.